previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
It is O-Town, All or Nothing on Algoa FM. Joe Foster with Look Away and also Ava Max, who's laughing now. Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. It's 8:15 now.
All right, and we did threaten earlier on, and she is right here in studio, seasoned automotive executive Denise Van Hastien, who served on the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Board for 7 years and who has an in-depth understanding of the automotive environment. A good thing, considering the automotive sector accounts for around 40% of our metro's GDP. She's now been announced as the new Chamber CEO, and she's taken time out of that busy schedule to join us this morning. Good morning, Denise, and congratulations on your appointment.
Good morning, everybody. Very nice to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for coming and joining us this morning. Just firstly, from my side, Denise, just to kick it off, why don't you take us through the role of the Chamber as well as that of the CEO? I mean, this is a mammoth task.
Yes, it is, and I've hit the ground running
because
there seems to be a lot of crisis affecting our city. But really, our role as the Chamber is to create an enabling environment in which business can operate. You want to retain investment and you want to attract new investment. And we also want to, as you focus on getting the basics in place, we also need to make sure we have our eye on the changing world. Mm. And if you look at how borderless the world has come with the virtual economy, we also need to put energy into that, into how businesses need to orientate and not be left behind. So there's two critical areas of focus.
So just explaining, as you did now, the role of the CEO, we're halfway into the year now, the 1st mm-hmm. of June. What are your key major priorities for the remainder of the year?
Okay, top of my list is the water crisis.
Ooh, yeah,
And we really do need the province to declare the Nelson Mandela Bay a disaster area so that funding can be released to support mitigation initiatives. We also need to get water conservation top of mind because there's still a lot of businesses, individuals not taking that seriously enough. We need to accelerate fixing of the water leaks. Mm. 35% of the water is lost to leaks. 10% of that happens at schools. So we do have an adopt a school project in place where business is actually going in and they're fixing plumbing and they're putting in other mitigation initiatives. And then aside from the water crisis, the other big one is electricity.
Mm. Mm.
Besides reliability, we have vandalism of substations, which is a big problem.
Weekly.
Yeah, and it's caused factories to go down. And then the other issue is NERSA, the energy regulator, is proposing a electricity increase of 14.59%.
Again.
Wow.
Yes, which is obviously unacceptable to business. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just it's not an environment where a business can even
not even thrive,
but operate because of expenses just so high.
Yep.
I just want to rewind on the water issue that you mentioned. Why is it that it's taken this long to declare this area as a disaster area? I mean, we're sitting on 11% combined capacity.
I think people have been very slow to react to the seriousness of the issue. I mean, we face a much more serious issue than what Cape Town faced.
Mm.
And literally, we do have the challenge where come end of July, where there are parts of Nelson Mandela Bay that will be without water. And that affects industrial areas as well as private areas. And we really need to get urgency around it. And we shouldn't be looking, I don't believe we should be looking to the past and trying to blame who was responsible for causing this. We now need to rather focus, this is the problem now, how can we solve it and how can we all work together? So you really need all the stakeholders to come together to resolve this.
Needs to be a paradigm shift.
Yes,
the way people thinking,
absolutely.
Eh? Yeah.
Denise, you've said it, we're a city in crisis, but you know, I do have to admit, having worked with you previously, your strong leadership qualities and your extensive crisis and change management experience, particularly while project managing the General Motors exit from the South African market, it certainly puts me somewhat at ease. But how can citizens and the business community at large play their part and contribute and support the Chamber's initiatives?
Look, like I said, it's a collaborative effort. All the stakeholders need to work together. And I must say, we have a lot of members who are very proactive in the activities of the Chamber. So, for example, we have task teams on water, electricity, SMEs and so on. And if people knew what a lot of these individuals did, for the city and the solutions they're proposing. And we've actually gone to the various stakeholders with solutions to resolve issues. Mm. You know, so there's a lot of expertise within business that we need to tap into. Mm. You know, I think that's a big opportunity. And I think for me, people need to listen to each other more and they need to trust each other more so that we can all work together, yeah. You know.
Denise, well, I mean, as president of the Nelson Mandela Business Chamber, Dr. Andrew Muir said, the timing of your appointment couldn't have been better. I know you've said that you've hit the ground running, lots of work ahead of you, but we're confident in your business leadership and we wish you well in tackling the ongoing changes in the business environment. And just as a gesture, we're going to allow you to have a song selection. Our contribution as the breakfast team towards the water situation is our short shower song. I don't know if you've heard it.
Yes, I have.
So we're going to give you the opportunity to choose like a song that you'd like us. Yeah, a little song request.
Yeah, we don't normally do this, though. We don't normally have guests select a song on the station, but yeah. We're going to do it for you.
Yeah, and I love music, and I actually have an ultimate playlist that I gather whenever I hear a good song. So, and I thought if I'm coming on the radio, I've never made a song request before, so I'd love to do that. So this morning I'd like to request Imagine Dragons, On Top of the World. It's actually my ringtone, and it makes me feel good every day.
Okay. You're on top of the world.
Wayne, yeah. We've got to do it.
Do you want me to play it now?
You tell me. Yes. Well, Denise is here. Maybe Denise can bust a move, show us some dance moves.
Denise, listen, you've got a lot of work ahead of you, and like you said, your focus is on water, electricity, and of course on COVID as well. We can't forget about that. Yeah. But you've hit the ground running. Good luck on the appointments and all the best going forward. And we'll continue with our relationship with the Business Chamber going forward. And now, your song.
Thank you.
This is Imagine Dragons, On Top of the World, on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.